The reading of the Passion, according to Matthew, is the very opposite of a self-help approach. We read it each year to remind ourselves that, yet again, that Christianity is not about self-help, but God's help. We listen to the story of Jesus' betrayal, Passover meal, arrest, torture, trial, and death, to remember that it was God, is God, in Christ, who is our only hope and help for salvation. The wonder of our faith is this. Christ came not as God pretending to be one of us, or as one of us with pretensions to being God. No, Jesus Christ was as human as any one of us, and as divine as the Father and the Holy Spirit. But having come among us, Jesus did not, as St. Paul writes in his letter to the Philippians, cling to equality with God, but emptied himself to assume the condition of a slave and became as we are. And being as we are was humbler yet, even to accepting death on a cross. In Matthew's Passion, Jesus shows us how to live God's love as a human being, to live and die not for ourselves, but for others, to be faithful and true, to trust in God even when all seems futility and loss, to never give up on love, Jesus Christ, embracing all that was human, became flesh and blood, dwelling among us, eating with tax collectors and sinners, healing the sick and the blind, arguing with his critics, and at the end experiencing the betrayal of a close friend. Then he was scourged and put to death. No wonder Jesus cried out on the cross, my God, why have you forsaken me? Nothing human is foreign to Christ. But who amongst us has never felt so low that we haven't wondered if God has deserted us? If we look at Christ and ponder the Passion, then I think we can find a way to accept the most profound struggles in our own lives, to accept our own pain, our own death, as well as the suffering and the dying of those we love. Here at the beginning of Holy Week, our pondering and prayer over Christ's Passion and death can be a powerful way to learn more about Jesus and what it means to be a follower of Christ, a disciple. The failed discipleship of Judas, who, unwilling or unable to see that the way of the cross leads to life in the triumph of the resurrection, gives in to despair and takes his own life. The unexpected testimony of the soldiers who say, clearly this was the Son of God. Closer to home, perhaps, the weak but growing discipleship of Peter, who, having denied Jesus three times, wept in remorse and conversion. And finally, the faithful discipleship of the women, who, having been with Jesus during his years of public ministry, stayed close to him to make the way of the cross with him and stand in faithful support at the crucifixion. In the Passion account, we hear how at the Last Supper, Jesus told his disciples to eat his body and drink his blood. as we now proceed with our memorial of that first Eucharist. Let us ask God to help us become stronger and more faithful disciples.